How did they consider continuing putting on shows there?
I never asked.
I came up to do your
never
set.
Never bothered me. Yeah. Except when I had to run out to the alley, you know, and right. use the alley instead of the men's room.
So yeah, Brendan, early of Mutants, you guys are going to be playing a set on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Seven of you on that stage. When's the last time Mutants played at the MAB?
Oh, shit. God, 82, 83?
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
I mean, at least... No, they might have played after I quit. I quit in 83.
Okay.
So, you know, they went on for another 2 years, maybe, yeah. till 84, 85. And, and they probably played the Mabuhay then.
Okay.
You know, but I wasn't there.
When's the first time you played there?
That was 77.
Okay. With Mutants?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you guys started, Mutants were a really interesting band because, I mean, would you have considered yourselves punk?
No.
At that time?
I never did. I mean, we weren't punk. I wrote songs. I had bridges and I had, you know, various musical moments. I mean, and the lyrics were art school stuff. We were a performance band is what we started out as and really tried to stick to it.
Yeah.
You know, it was performance. You know, yeah. Fritz with a... you know, sledgehammer and a, you know, pile of records or whatever the hell he was doing, you know, that was the performance and the music was second.
Oh, yeah. You guys, a lot of people in the band didn't even know how to play instruments. Is that correct?
One person in particular, but no. And I'm not naming names.
That's all right. How did everyone, the ideas like the everyone is welcome, DIY, art school energy, how did that come to coalesce around the band?
Well, it bothered me for a while, you know, because I'd have to teach the other guitarist, you know, chords.
Yeah.
Put your finger here, and that's an A string, and, you know, things like that.
Sure.
And, you know, I was like, man, it'd be much better if we got a real professional. But he wrote a lot of lyrics of the songs, and he was a great artist.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed his art, so,
yeah.
you know, you make compromises.
I'd imagine that a lot of the people who come to see... the Mutants play are probably not the same people who are going to see Crime play. Or was there a crossover?
Oh my gosh.
We played the shows a lot.
We played many shows together.
Yeah.
And but would the audiences be into both? Or was
absolutely.
There
kind of,
I mean, in those days, yes.
The Mutants definitely. Were like a carnival, like a three-ring circus on stage.
Yeah.
They were like a carnival in town.
Yeah. Will they make it to the end of the set? Who knows?
For which band?
For the Mutants.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, no, we were definitely into getting thrashed a certain, you know, getting bent sideways some nights. So that was always a question, interesting to the audience.
Yeah.
What insanity will happen on, you know, with three front people who had nothing better to do than to, you know, flail and, you know, emote
sure.
at the audience or not emote, whatever they did.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was a three-ring circus.
Yeah, you'd invite people from the audience up on stage with you as well?
Well, they came.
Yeah.
You know.
Did they feel that, oh, this is what this is about? It's everybody's welcome?
Kind of, you know. I mean, I didn't encourage it. You know, I would swing my guitar, stay the fuck away
There's
from
a line.
Me. There's a chord here, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was, and the Mabuhay, it actually, there was a, you know, a foot and a half stage. So yeah. there was some kind of separation.
Sure.
There, you know.
Sure. And you guys became a serious staple of the club.
Oh, we played all the time.
Yeah. What was your relationship like with Dirk?
Dirk was, you know, he was the artsy fartsy Mutants. You know, this is his yeah. title for us.
Yeah.
And you know, he thought Sally was a cute little kid, you know, careening around on stage. And it was very love-hate kind of thing.
And actually, I'm curious about that, too, with you, Hank. Consider you guys are really the first. What was your relationship like with Dirk Dirksen?
Well, at the time, it was love-hate.
Yeah.
He loved our band, and he had a soft spot for Frankie. And there was a kind of a special connection there. But my connection with Dirk extended far beyond the Mabuhay Gardens. We remained friends throughout the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very supportive of the work that I was doing after I left the band.
What were you doing?
I was producing independent films, and he would come and support those, come and see those screenings, and was always supportive.
Where would the screenings often be?
Oh, well, I produced many independent films that played the Sundance Film Festival and played festivals all over the world, and of course played locally at the Roxy Theater and other independent theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fabulous. And he was very supportive of that.
Very.
That's great.
We were friends.
Yeah.
Right to the end.
Yeah, and Dirk did die, just, 5 years ago? Has it been longer?
No, longer than that.
Has it been that long? Yeah.
Much longer than that.
You know, COVID happened, everything's a blur.
Yeah.
If you want to visit him, he's at the, he has a niche at the San Francisco Columbarium.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
That's where I'm headed, too.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Be his neighbor.
Good company. Mm-hmm.
Right on, that's out of sight. Mm-hmm. Brendan Early of Mutants are in the studio. Yeah. I got Henry Rosenthal of Crime in the Studio. We got a big show this weekend, folks. Tickets are on sale. You can go to the Radio Valencia website. Click on events. Tickets are there.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. 21 and over downstairs in the MAB. $20 for the presale, but you can also buy tickets at the door for $25. Tony's Napolitano Pizzeria is going to be feeding everybody, by the way.
That's
part of the tickets. I mean, that's out of sight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Heaps Normal, non-alcoholic, and a 4-point beer. We got that for you as well. It's involved in the ticket price. Come down, be a part of it. And then upstairs in the evening, got 5 bands upstairs. Bitch Fit, False Flag, The Freak Accident, Fang and Flipper and Friends featuring Penelope and Greg from Avengers, and let's see, East Bay Ray and Klaus Floyd from Dead Kennedys, and Blog Dolly of Dwarves. That's upstairs. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's play some Mutants.
All right.
What do you got? What was this you handed
me?
Well,
you know, the first one up is Parties on that CD, and it's something we didn't play that much, so we sort of rediscovered it. And put it out. It's a fun song. It's, as the title says, Party.
Right. When did you guys put this one out, this record?
This came out probably...
What's it called? Curse?
Curse of the Easily Amused. Yeah, it's a long title.
I love it.
But, probably 3 years ago.
Right on. Maybe. When were these recorded?
Oh, they were recorded in the day.
Yeah, I'm asking. That's what I want to know. So this
77,
is,
right 78, on. 79, you know, in there.
Outstanding, and I see that the legendary Ruby Ray is given credit for the photograph on the front cover.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
exciting. I love it. It's a really great picture. All right, so what are we going to hear? We're going to hear a track, Party.
Yeah, Party.
What about the track? Tell us something about it.
Well, it was, you know, it was about our, you know, it's written by Fritz, the lyrics, and it's about him trying to get to a party and wear the drugs, and, you know, it was it was just a perfect description of a party night. And how to get there, and what are we going to do?
Oh, I can't wait.
You know? That's what it is.
Saturday is going to be
fun. It's a fun song.
In the meantime, before Saturday, let's do this right here, right now. Radio Hunts. Oh, yeah, right here. Radio Valencia. See, we have more people in the studio. Now, good evening. My name's John Hell. This right here is Hell's Kitchen Radio. It's my 600th show tonight, you guys. 600 shows. I know, that's crazy. I mean, how the hell did that happen? I don't know. I just started doing this thing. I started showing up every week. Anyway, tonight we're in celebration of a great show that's coming up this Saturday at the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway. It's an all-day extravaganza. Come on down in the afternoon, and you get to check out an amazing panel discussion. Henry Rosenthal of Crime. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Outstanding. I love it. The Veil of Research Magazine and Search and Destroy Publications is going to be there talking as well. Penelope Houston of the Avengers and Steve DeBase of Flipper. We're going to be hearing from all of them. Richie
Unterberger.
See, I've been saying Unter for so long. No. Umlauts there. Richie Unterberger is going to be doing the moderation. He's also putting on about a 75-minute punk history. It's going to be a great show before the panel. And then after the panel, Brandon, you and Mutants are going to be performing. Yeah. Get on in there.
That's right. We're, you know, we're going to get the band together and crank it out.
So, when's the last time Mutants? You guys have actually done a few shows over the last year.
Yeah, you know, when Fritz can fly out and we get a gig, we'll do that. So it's once or twice a year, maybe.
Right on. Who's in the band right now with you guys?
Well, Fritz, vocals, John Gullick, guitar. God, we have a new drummer, Greg.
Greg,
the drummer.
There it is.
Sorry, spacing out on
it's
that.
Okay. You got Mia and Connie.
And Mia and Connie on vocals.
Mia DeBruzzi and Connie Champagne.
Connie
Those two alone are powerhouses.
Absolutely.
Together.
I mean, they click so easily this time. You know, it's been like maybe 6 or 7 gigs that we've done with them. So they're used to it.
Yeah.
And the vocals are great.
Yeah. And Mia, of course, is also in Frightwig.
Right.
And we just love them.
And
so
Connie
much.
Champagne is, you know.
Oh, Jesus. What? Connie is just. Performer extraordinaire.
She's just a power unto herself.
She really is. Yeah. She's an incredible performer.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to do a set after the panel.
At 5:30 to 6, something like that.
Yeah, so folks, come down. Go to the RadioValencia.fm website. Hit the events page. Tickets are available online. $20 for the downstairs show. But that's going to get you pizza for free from Tony's Napolitano, which I did hear. They're sponsoring us, so I could talk about it. They got voted the number one pizza restaurant in the United States for 14 years. 14 consecutive years. And I understand Tony is not Sicilian, and he's had literally a price on his head from the Sicilians for over a decade. Because how dare he win? Even though pizza's not initially from Italy. But that being said, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah.
So the tickets are going to get you beer and pizza. So come down. It is a 21 and over show.
And they won't kill the customers either.
Right? That's from what I understand.
That's good.
You're going to be safe. You're going to be safe. I got Ralph Spite here.
Hey.
Come closer. I think I can hear you.
Hello.
There you are.
Outstanding. Okay.
Of the freak accident you guys are playing.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be playing upstairs on Saturday night.
That's right.
And it's the freak.
Five.
Is that it? It's going to be Bitch Fit and then you?
Yeah.
I thought you were third. I thought you were after False Flag. I'm not putting that together.
Well, this is my understanding.
That's fine.
Anything could happen.
Whatever Steve says.
That's right.
It's fine. I said I'm not involved with run of show.
Yeah. I think we're second.
I am emceeing. And actually want to, but that's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we just have to do these things. It's fine. So, Freak Accident, you guys have been together how many years now?
Well, I mean, I did a record in 2004.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of gone back and forth between being a band and not being a band all those years.
Yeah.
This lineup's been together since, 3 years or so, but Austin came in 2018.
Yeah.
So. You know, it's been going pretty steady again since probably 2016.
And Austin, I mean, Henry Austin, Lannan Hal. I mean, this guy's done a bunch of different things.
Mongoloid.
Yeah.
Like all that.
Yeah.
Mongoloid.
And Othered.
Flavored.
Othered.
Yeah.
That he did with Emily Palin was on that. Uh-huh. He's done so many different things. I talked to Lloyd Mongoloid about seeing if they could do something on this night. Unfortunately, I guess a bunch of them are all scattered to the wind. So that's just the way that one goes.
That would be great.
And you also have Stark Raving Brad.
Yeah.
On drums.
Drum Institution, Stark Raving Brad.
Yeah, right on. So if you folks are not familiar with Ralph, he goes back to the days of the legendary Bay Area band Victim's Family and you and Larry.
Yeah.
Any future with Victim's
Family?
Yeah,
we do stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kind of sounds a little bit like the Mutants, like a couple times a year kind of thing.
Sure.
Our drummer does a lot of touring as a roadie. So. Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Anything coming up with Victim's Family?
Yeah, we're going to do a thing in, because we're from Sonoma County, there's a Sonoma County, it's like they're doing this museum of like punk rock and, an installation.
Oh. I'm all excited.
At this museum in Sonoma County.
Okay.
It's April 17th.
At the, like, the
It's
u-
downtown
the
somewhere.
Not
somewhere.
The university.
No, it's like some weird, I don't have it.
Cool. And Victim Family's playing for that.
Yeah, we are playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Send information. We'll promote the hell out of it.
Will do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, you've also had a tenure there with Guantanamo School of Medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. Which has been, you know, kind of.
Sure.
On hold for a little while.
So, you know, Jelly Bee Offer is the singer of that band. And when Steve and I were putting the show together, we're like, okay, who's your dream list, right? What bands, you know, who would you want and all this? Well, yeah, it's the Mab. I mean, if you're not going after Jello, what are you doing? And his whole answer was, no. Don't ask me again. And I was like, don't ask me again. And we said, okay, I guess.
Oh, did you talk to him independently of me talking to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was after that. He was like.
Oh, after that.
I already talked to Ralph. Don't ask me again. Like, fine, okay, I guess that's how it's going to be. But that's good. We're going to have a really good day up there. What are you looking forward to that day, Ralph?
I mean, all of it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Did you ever play on Broadway?
Yes.
With Victim's Family?
Yeah. Descendants. Opening for Descendants.
Really?
Yeah. That was
we're talking
great.
Like 84, around then, 85?
It's probably like 85 because the memory is that, you know, our first drummer didn't have any cymbals, right?
Okay.
He just would play with a hi-hat, but and Bill Stevenson like walked over and was like, he's, you know, such a nice guy. He's like, you know, if you guys want to borrow some cymbals, man, it's okay. Devin's like, no, it's all right, man. I got it covered, you know?
Wow.
It's like he was just had a little hi-hat thing. So anyway, so yeah, there was that. And we played the Mab, too. I had some other band in high school that played in the Mab, too. But the legendary Victim's Family show at the Mab was opening for Butthole Surfers.
Very, okay. What do you remember?
Barely anything.
Yeah.
No, that was a great show. It's where he had this, I mean, it was like the classic, probably the best Butthole Surfers show I ever saw. And it was like, he, you know, they... The films and the dancing naked people and like the but he took there was this huge teddy bear thing and he like slit its throat and like knocked out all of the fuzz out of it and it just went absolutely everywhere all over everyone and then he put it over his head like did this little Ed Gein thing with the massive teddy bear so it
was, nice. Seems like just a regular, typical day there for Gibby.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest.
That was a good one.
Did Mutants ever play upstairs on Broadway?
On Broadway, yes.
Oh, get close, sorry.
Yeah, many times.
You did?
Yeah, enough times to not like the stairs.
Yeah, no kidding. They're still there.
Yeah, I know.
And they don't have an elevator.
That's why we booked the Mabuhay instead. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice they're providing a backline for this game.
Oh, indeed. That was
great.
Part of it.
That's perfect.
What about Crime? Did you guys ever have a chance to play upstairs?
Not as Crime, but we did play there in later years with another Crime-related spin-off project.
Who was that?
What were we calling ourselves at that point? Trying to remember.
But you guys got to play it. You guys did get to play it. Do you know if you had any Crime songs in the set?
Yeah, we did a little. We did a short set. It was one time. One time.
You know, I'm really curious about the fact that you've got two venues in the one building and what conflicts you guys experienced either, you know, booking or being told, like, I want to play here, but you guys are going to play there, or the other bands that were on that. What conflicts did you experience, maybe with Dirk, in response to, or regards to what venue?
Conflicts, except that when we started, On Broadway was a jazz place. It was jazz vocalists. Remember the Henderson?
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, but, you know, these are famous jazz people.
Okay.
Vocalists. Two women and a guy.
Okay.
And, forget the name of the thing, but they had it, you know, they ruled the roost up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, you know, punk rock downstairs, and a different crowd going up those long staircases.
And if anybody's, you know, spent any time there, there's not a lot of good insulation when it comes to sound. So no. If you're downstairs, you're going to hear some of what's going on upstairs.
Yeah.
But what about it? What if you're upstairs? Were you able to hear the punk that was coming from downstairs?
I don't recall. Okay. I really don't. And it might have been bleed through. We're going to do a sound check at 10:30 in the goddamn morning.
Yeah, you are, actually.
Yeah.
And you better not be fucking late.
Yeah, well, you know, they said 12 at first. I was like, okay, 12, fine. That's kind of weird.
Very civilized, yeah.
But, you
sure.
know, 10:30.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So I am not responsible for run of show.
So I guess there is a lot of bleed through these days.
Well, that's what we were understanding. Tom Watson purchased this building, and he's affiliated with the Whole Earth Catalog Foundation. I guess they're the nonprofit that this falls under, which I didn't even realize they were still around.
Yeah, wow. Really.
So it's going to be operated as a nonprofit, which is great. And they are planning on insulating that whole space between, you know, between the floors.
Wow.
So eventually you're not going to hear anything. And rumor has it they're going to put a recording studio in there.
Oh, wow.
So that is something, a long-term goal.
We definitely would have to insulate.
Yeah, Frank? Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm really excited, folks. This is going to be such a good show on Saturday. Please go to the RadioValencia.fm events page and check out the links for both shows. We've got the afternoon show downstairs in the Mabuhay Gardens from doors at 2. Go until about 7 o'clock, and then the evening show, doors at 7. First band that was on at 7:30, young female punk band called Bitch Fit. And then I guess the Freak Accident follows.
Yeah.
False Flag is going to be on following that, then Fang, and then Flipper and Friends. So stick around. Hey, by the way, I'm here Friday. I'm doing a Friday special. I'm usually only Monday nights.
Yeah.
Because other bands that are on that night are coming in Friday.
Cool.
We're going to kind of continue the party. So I want to play some music, though, from the new album, from the new Freak Accident.
All right.
So this has got a great title. The Midnight Show, Tales of Toil and Frustration. You have to say it like that all the time, man.
I should have had you guessed.
Tales of soils and frustration. Walk us through this. This is your fourth full length?
I think it's the fifth full length.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Five LPs and two EPs.
EPs. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So started recording this in
dozens of records.
Millions of souls.
Yeah.
Started recording a couple of years ago. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. Yeah, and then like worked on it for a little while over the summer of 25.
Yeah,
and, got it all done and was trying to get it out, and then kind of like had another delay because Nadine Records from Portland decided they wanted to pitch in and go halvesies. So,
thanks.
It's been a co-release, and that's worked out great. I've worked with Mandy. She did the last Victim's Family made a split LP with her band Nasal Rod, who are amazing, from Portland.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good. You guys going to tour?
We're going to do as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, cool.
All depending on whether or not Brad has to get a job.
Well, he's stark and raving, but he might... And unemployed. Okay.
No, it was great. He got a job, and then he quit it after 2 weeks.
Why not?
Okay, I'm just going to book some more shows.
Why not?
All right.
So you're going to have a chance to hear some music from the new Freak Accident album, and then you're going to buy tickets, and you're going to come and see them. Saturday night upstairs at On Broadway right now. What are we going to hear?
Fairy Tales.
Fairy Tales?
Yeah.
Start, what is it?
You know, religion.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great. I love fairy tales. That's good stuff. Okay, right here, right now. Radio Valencia. Oh, wait, I was going to do a slip cue just so it doesn't go. Let's see if I can do it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
There.
Have at it, Ralph, right here on Radio Valencia.
Hey.
The Freak Accident. That was exciting. Off of the brand new album, The Midnight Show, Tales of Toil and Frustration.
Catbird, definitely guesting on the next record.
Oh, good. Ooh. Can't wait. The Catbird Seat, or Catbird Seat, and then Fairy Tales just before that. I've got, so Ralph's in the studio. I've got Henry Rosenthal of Crime in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Brendan Early of Mutants. And on the line, we got Fritz Fox.
Fritz.
Hey. Fritto.
Hey, Fritz, you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, man, how exciting. So I don't know if you were listening in earlier. Oh, yeah, grab some headphones there. There you go. Yeah. I don't know if you could were tuning in earlier, but, you know, just talking about the early days at the MAB and, you know, the Mutants. You know, you guys were one of those first bands that started it off, but even in your earliest days, very few of you could even play instruments. It was a, you know, kind of an art house band. Walk us through those first days and what it was like putting the band together and what you felt the objective was of the band.
Well, I came to San Francisco and I didn't have a job, and I met... I finally got a job making sandwiches at the Mighty Vikings shop, and Brendan was my manager, and we
the slowest sandwich
it was good.
Man.
We had,
yeah, you were
never. And I was going
the slowest sandwich man. We had, yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah, you should turn off the radio, Fritz. We. Oh, it's okay, going to start to sound real fun in the moment.
That was too loud.
It's an ex-Bilbo, man. Bluetooth.
I love that stuff, personally. I'm a big feedback kind of guy. So, wait, so you said that he was working in the sandwich shop, and you were... Go with it.
Yeah, he was managing it, and I was an employee. And I worked my ass off trying to learn how to do it and stuff, and it occurred to me that I didn't know how to make change, you know. So when people would pay for their sandwiches, I was trying to, you know, okay, this is 25 cents, you know. I was really fucking up, and then finally I kind of learned it, how to do it, and then
you quit.
You know, I would guy in, but I would, you know, and after the shift was over,
yeah,
you know, we would have a beer or something, maybe, you know, but
always.
We didn't do that too much because it gave the place a bad name. And anyway, so I was, you know, I came there from Chicago, and I was. Playing harmonica, and that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be.
Wait, you came from Chicago? Were you like digging like the South Side the South Side blues players?
Oh, you have to.
Well, you have a choice.
You have to play harmonica.
Yeah, yeah. I played with Hound Dog and Taylor a couple of.
No
couple
way.
Of, did yeah. you really?
Yeah.
What about Paul Butterfield? I mean, he was big back over there, too.
But he played the harp.
Well, Paul Butterfield, man, he was a big star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The big star. I played more like Jimmy Reed.
Oh, yeah.
I had all those tunes down. And I take out some insurance on me. I played that and... Going to New York and stuff.
So when you put the band together, when you put Mutants together, you know, what were you looking for?
I didn't put it together.
Well, like I'm just saying, like in the early days when you guys were starting, I should say, like what were the Mutants? Who did you guys think you were going to be?
Well, I thought I thought, man, it's going to be a joke band or something because these girls were so wacky, man, that it was like. They were Dadaists, you know, Dada artists and stuff. Right. And we put on a show. And then when I started doing classes at the Art Institute, I came up with some wild ideas, like, you know, pulling my pants down and eating a bag of worms or something in front of a class of students and just anything to make myself notorious. And so... performance. I don't know. And then John, our rhythm guitar player, who is stuck with this band all these years and stuff. And he said, listen, I met him for the first time, and he says, hey, man, you want to play in a band? You know, and I go, yeah, I like to play. You know, and I said, okay, this punk stuff, it's just blues. It's blues is all it is, you know. And then, so we had the first practice with Sally there, Sue there, John was there, Brendan was teaching John the chords, you know. Yeah. And then we had Dave. Dave was our first drummer.
Yeah, Dave Carruthers.
Yeah, Dave Carruthers. Right. And he had great hunsa, really good smoke, you know. So, so he found this one. It's one old bag, it was called Neutron Bliss. But Brendan said, no, man, never. I read that in the newspaper, a Neutron Bliss and stuff. And I go, wow, man, that's something, you know. And
is that like a Cleveland steamer?
Oh, could be. I don't know. But I started, I'd play like, with the harmonica, and Sally would come up. Oh, for Christ's sake, we're going to art school. They don't play like that shit around. You don't get to one wants to hear that old Tom stuff, you know. And she was always on my ass. So I said, okay, I'll make up words. I really, really will. And so I made up a song, I think, Mom Locked Me in the Basement. I don't know. She don't understand me. She was busy watching TV. It was Jerry Lewis for muscular dystrophy. Oh, what a fine family we were. The middle class get what they deserve. Then Sally and Stu would come in and say, suck my phase shifter. Mutant sister, suck my phase shifter. Mutant sister, it's coming to this. Neutron bliss. It's coming to this. Neutron bliss. And I don't know. So I said, is that good enough for you? You know, will our students listen to that, Sally? And we played that until I don't know. And then the next time I think is, man, I think the only way we can make a success of ourselves is to be really outrageous, you know, put on art performances right on the stage, you know, performance pieces. And did you
know that the MAB was available for that, or did you guys have to go look for that?
No, we didn't. We just did that because we wanted to stand out. We wanted to stand out.
No, but I'm asking, like, did you already know of a venue that was available for you to go and stand out?
Yeah, that was the Mabuhay.
Yeah. So that at that point, you're like, cool, they'll let us do this.
Yeah, they did.
They'll take anybody.
Foolish. Oh, they will.
And then, the first show, we got a lot of publicity off of this. Sally went into Chinatown and picked up a 5-gallon plastic pail filled with dead mackerel fish, little teeny fish, and she put on. She had a nice little raincoat with a rain hat and stuff, and she came out in that outfit, you know. And then, so we'd start the music, and I think we had, like, two songs, Neutron Bliss, and we had Let's Go See Mother Mary, and we had another one, too, Twit, right. Like, making fun of hippies and stuff. And we made fun of everybody, and we make a lot of silly stuff happen. And
well, you know, that's making me think, Fritz, because I also have got Henry Rosenthal from Crime in here.
Oh, like, there's I'll tell you the first show. And so we played the first show, and Sally brought out this fish, and she would throw them into the audience. And people, you know, were doing the pogo and sliding on their ass and the slimy fish. And I think a couple of those mackerels were thrown back at us, and Brendan had caught them on the pegs of his guitar.
Hanging by their guts. Hanging by their guts.
You know,
I'm reminded. It's funny because I'm reminded of this more recent band, Cookie Mongoloid, which is Lloyd Mongoloid, of the great Devo cover band. He has the Cookie Mongoloid, which is he dresses up as a Cookie Monster in a patent leather-like outfit. And they sing. He has an all female speed metal band behind him, and they play Sesame Street songs, and they throw cookies out into the crowd, and the floor gets so slippery with cookies. But I bet it smells better than mackerel.
Much.
Oh my God! Yeah. That joint was stinking.
Well, okay. So I'm curious, Fritz and Brendan. What did Dirk think of this, or any venue? Were they pissed at you guys for doing this?
Us. Yeah, they hated us.
But he kept bringing you back.
Yeah,
he promoted it, you know, and he goes, "Oh, God, that little girl, it's so cute."
They found one of those.
They say, "Oh, everyone, you get out of here, get back to the cutters that you came from, you know." And tomorrow we got those idiots, the mutants here, you know, and stuff. He was a great guy. He encouraged our shenanigans.
It sounds like Dirk encouraged all the bands.
Yeah.
Like, what was it about him? Because I mean, he had that interesting attitude that almost made it appear like, oh, do you care? But really, he really seemed to care tremendously. So, like, what was that about him? What was that energy and that heart about him, where he would really encourage the bands to be there and do their thing?
Yeah, you know, I think that he was related to Everett Dirksen, and he came from the Midwest and stuff, and he did something with Ness, and Ness was the go-between for him to get this venue going in the Mabuhay restaurant. So after the restaurant closed at a certain time, and then he wouldn't have all turn into the Mabuhay.
What's your memory of maybe your final show at the Mab? Maybe one of your last shows.
The last show. What was it?
They probably played that cut.
Do you remember, Brendan?
I the Mutants went on 2 years without me. Remember? So you probably played the Mab after I was gone. Don't know.
I don't know either. Hey. But you guys are coming back. We're going to see you on Saturday, Fritz?
Yeah,
we're excited to have you down. We don't have a lot of time left in the show tonight, but really excited for this Saturday.
Great.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to this Saturday?
I don't know what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to getting having a good set, and we've been practicing a number, some of our newer songs, and are on The Curse of the Easily Amused, and we have the other album, The Fun Terminal, which is pretty funny. That's got some goofy songs. I was writing some great stuff, but John wrote some anthemic things like The New Dark Ages and writing songs like The Truth Is, A Room Full of People, All Speaking Out Loud, Not Knowing What They're Saying, Just Being Who They Are, I have all kinds of philosophical things. And when I'd write songs, I would, I would just kind of sing them and hum. And now, it's funny, I can play all of our music on our equipment here and participate with it.
Well, this Saturday ought to be a lot of fun then. I want to thank you. We're gonna close out, Fritz. I'm really happy you joined us. Thank you so much for being able to get on with us tonight.
Okay. Your name is John.
John
Hell.
John Hell. That's what they keep calling me. So my mama spanked my butt. John Hell. That's all I am.
Always in trouble.
Yeah, Michael, constantly.
You got another moniker too, don't you?
Yeah. Michael? Well, sure. That's
Michael John.
That one's
Michael
there. John. They call me Jean Michel.
Oh,
Jean Michel.
I like it.
All right, Fritz. We'll see you on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Jean Michel.
Ciao for now.
All right. Ciao. Au revoir. Oh man, mutants and crime, freak accident. Man, I tell you, this is going to be a hell of a show on Saturday. We're going to Henry. Thanks so much for being here.
You bet.
I'm so excited to have you in on the panel.
Come see me in the merch room.
And I've heard, yeah, that's right. You crime is bringing merch. This is going to be great. Freak accident bringing merch.
Yeah.
Damn straight. Mutants going to bring some merch.
Yeah.
Bring some CDs at least. Come on, man.
Yeah,
this is good. I will say for this is going to be like a punk rock lover's dream on Saturday because there's going to be a lot of great merch going on. Also, Richie Goodtimes has created a brilliant silkscreen poster for the show.
Oh, cool.
50th anniversary
sick.
Commemorative.
Great.
And Chris Shaw has done a really remarkable poster as well. So two different posters for the night. Really great time. This Friday, 8 o'clock right here on Radio Valencia. I'm going to be back. We're going to have other bands that are going to be playing the showcase as well. So tune in for that. Go to the radiovalencia.fm website and go to the events page. And you, too, can go and find yourself tickets for the show. And with that, we're going to leave you with a couple of songs. Mutants right here, and I'm taking this off of the Curse of the Easily Amused release. This is Missing in Action right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, what's
up?
Thanks so much for coming down.
You bet.
I really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a back line upstairs. That's great.
Yeah.
Missing in action without a trace. No defense. No loss of faith. It's fire. Thank you.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.